To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say the Word of God is our source of healing. Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22 says, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body." So in this chapter, Solomon advises us to seek after wisdom, to avoid bad company, and to continue in the right path of goodness and truth. He draws our attention to what he experienced from the nature of his instructions, which were good and profitable, and from his own example in attending to those his parents gave him. He exhorts us above all things to get wisdom from the superior excellence of it, and from the preservation, promotion, and honor to be had by it. And he further enforces big exhortations from their being the means of a comfortable life and of a prolongation of it and of leading in the right way without stumbling. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave, according to Psalm 107 and verse 20. So the word is an instrument in God's healing process. It is the written word being preached and proclaimed and applied in given situation that is the key to us, brothers and sisters. So in the New Testament, we find significant statement that shows the application of that statement in the Psalms. For example, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8, in the healing of the centurion's servant, we read, "The centurion answered and said, 'Lord, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.'" And verse 13 states, "His servant was healed at that very moment." So the centurion hold explained that he was a man under authority, and he knew that if you have the authority, you could just speak a word and it would be obeyed. So brothers and sisters, we have been given the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. And in Acts 3 and verse 6, Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he sent his command and healed them. And there is a tremendous power when a believer speaks the word with authority this morning, as Sister Kiamba prays for us right now.
Most holy, righteous, loving God, healing God, we thank you this morning for your word. You speak your word and you heal all our diseases this morning. We thank you. We honor your great name. You are great and greatly to be praised, and we lift you up and we exalt you. We thank you this morning for new mercy. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you, God, because it is your word that kept us throughout the week. Father, may you continue to rest upon your people. May you comfort your people. May you be with your people. May you strengthen your people. May you continue to heal your people, Lord God. May your word reach us this morning as we go throughout the day. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Beautiful song by Michael W. Smith this morning. Ancient word will guide us home. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.